Second News. Trending now. Trending now.
Cloudy and cool with grey skies and thunder showers expected across parts of Gauteng and Mpumalanga and Limpopo today. Pretoria and Rustenburg 28, Johannesburg 25, Polokwane and Emalahleni 23 degrees.
In Bedfordville on the N3 northbound, a collision near the Galulis interchange and that is causing slow moving traffic.
Gauteng police have arrested five suspected illegal miners following a shootout with police in Dawn Park, Boksburg. The officers were conducting routine patrols when they received a complaint of illegal miners who were robbing community members in the Lendelani informal settlement yesterday. The information regulator says the Department of Basic Education remains non-compliant with its Protection of Personal Information Act orders. This after the High Court in Pretoria ruled against the regulator's urgent application to stop the publication of the 2024 matric results in newspapers and other media next week. The regulator admitted it's disappointed by the court's decision, but maintains that publishing the results still violates the law. And the Red Cross has called for safe and unhindered access to Gaza to bring desperately needed aid into the war-torn Palestinian territory. Heavy rain and flooding have ravaged the makeshift shelters in Gaza. At least eight babies have died. I'm Chanel September, back with more news at 8.
Well, the cricket didn't necessarily stop over December, and there's even more to look forward to for fans. Sunrisers Eastern Cape looking for a hat-trick of titles when the third season of the Betway SA20 gets underway today. They take on My Cape Town at St. George's Park. The Gqeberha-based team, captained by Aiden Markram, coached by Adrian Burrell, dominated the first two editions of the tournament. Durban Super Giants, meanwhile, finished runners-up last year. New Zealand's leading run scorer in T20 international cricket, Martin Guptill, has announced his retirement from international cricket at the age of 38. He played 198 ODIs, 122 T20s and 47 tests for the Black Caps. Darwin Gonzalez, the hero again for Cape Town City. They beat Orlando Pirates 1-0 in a Betway Premiership match at the Cape Town Stadium yesterday. And at the FNB Stadium, Wandile Duba grabbed a double as Kaizer Chiefs secured a 2-1 league win over Stellenbosch FC. Lucas Bergvall scored his first goal for Tottenham Hotspur to give his side a 1-0 victory over Liverpool in the first leg of their Carabao Cup semi-final. And with 150 days to race day, the Comrades Marathon Association has announced a significant change to qualifying criteria for this year's race. The qualifying time for the standard 42.2-kilometre marathon has been adjusted to 5 hours for all participants, and that's from 4 hours 50 minutes, which is a pretty significant 10-minute difference. The change is aimed at making the race more inclusive and accessible to a broader range of runners. Monday, the 5th of May. That is the final date for submissions for qualifying details for this year's race. Comrades 2025 will be a down run on Sunday, the 8th of June. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jacka Sport.
I love how you qualify that cricket didn't stop for December. Cricket never stops.
It never stops. This is true.
It's one thing in the world that's just always on. Cricket, yeah. Always playing something.
There isn't a season anymore.
No, there isn't.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
Players, put your pinky rings up to the moon. Girls, what y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me, and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking.
Keep up.